Rise and Shop.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning and happy Friday. I'm Steve Chiotakis from American Public Media in Los Angeles. In the East, you can head out to the stores right about now. Some retailers, such as JCPenney, opened their doors the earliest ever, 5:30, for their post-Christmas sales. They're looking to make up for some lousy holiday shopping numbers, numbers that prove the retail fallout is for real. Spending Pulse, a division of MasterCard Advisors, just came out with its latest sales figures for the pre-Christmas shopping season, a 5.5% to 8% drop from last year. Holiday shopping accounts for up to half of retailers' sales for the year. Obviously, stores are offering deep discounts to make up for lackluster sales. They're also doing it to clear out year-end inventory. Prices have been slashed, and there are some good deals to be had, as Rico Galliano reports.
Sarah Loveland bought the annual inventory for her snow and skateboard shop last February. She couldn't have predicted no one would be buying much of anything once the holidays rolled around.
In certain categories, we're sitting on 60% of what we started with, and we should be getting down to 30%.
What she doesn't sell will be taxed as an asset, and she needs to sell snowboards before the spring thaw. So the day after Christmas, she'll be discounting items she's already discounted.
Discounts that you would actually expect to have next fall in anticipation of the next year's equipment coming out.
That's right. This sale is 9 months early. Retail expert Nancy Armendinger of the Wharton School expects many retailers to follow suit, and she says shoppers with the guts to haggle may be able to almost literally name their price.
I've even heard about national chains haggling, you know, larger companies giving their store management the authority to make calls on prices, to move inventory.
Snowboard seller Sarah Loveland is already doing that. She says if customers ask for something reasonable, they'll probably get it. I'm Rico Galliano for Marketplace.
Japan's economy is in the tank, too. Industrial production in November plunged by more than 8%, we learned this morning. That number out today, and it shows its biggest margin since 1953 when they started keeping record. Major exporters there have taken a beating: Sony, Toyota, Honda. As you may have heard, Americans, the biggest buyers of Asian goods, don't seem to be buying. Asian markets were mixed, although the Nikkei was up by about 1.5% today. European markets are closed for the long holiday weekend. Wall Street reopens after some small gains on Christmas Eve. Trading's expected to be light. Oil prices rebounded above $36 a barrel today in Asia from a sharp fall the day before. Investors not so confident about any rise in demand as recession takes hold in many countries worldwide. I think you probably remember President Bush's duck and cover press conference from Iraq a week or two back. An angry Iraqi journalist threw his pair of shoes at Mr. Bush. That is a major insult in Arabic culture, and the double pitch made the reporter a hero in the Arab world. It also gave a nice kick to one Turkish shoe cobbler's business. Here's Daniel Estrin.
Ramazan Baydan knows a model 271 when he sees it.
I have a special relationship with that shoe.
Shoemakers from Lebanon to China have also insisted to be the maker of those shoes. It's pretty much impossible to know for sure, because American officials destroyed the evidence in security tests. But Baydan's early claims to the media successfully made him a shoe-in for fame and fortune. He's hired 100 extra staff to keep up with the 400,000-plus orders that are coming in from around the world. Around 120,000 pairs were ordered from Iraq, and one U.S. company requested 18,000 of them. All in all, it's four times more than the average yearly sale of Model 271. The Baydan Shoe Company has now rebranded the shoe, Bye Bye Bush. I'm Daniel Estrin for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Paramount Pictures, presenting The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, starring Brad Pitt and Cate Blanchett, directed by David Fincher, in theaters everywhere. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
All right, about every half a year, the European Union gets new leadership. Each of the member countries gets a chance to take charge, to chair major summits, broker agreements, and to propose new policies. Next up, the Czech Republic. But there could be a problem, namely the Czech president, whom you might call a little difficult. From the European desk in London, here's Marketplace's Stephen Beard.
Say what you like about Václav Klaus, and many people have, just don't call him boring, says analyst Graham Mather.
He's a very charismatic and powerful individual. He's spiky, he can be difficult and very tough, and he can be very bitter and sarcastic and wounding.
Indeed, he has been called the rudest man in Europe. But Americans can breathe easy. It's almost certain that while the Czechs are running the EU, Klaus won't be insulting the US. Petra Stabrava of Global Insight.
Václav Klaus has been known for his support of the U.S., and he has always been talking very highly of the U.S.-style economy.
That's one of the issues with Klaus and the EU presidency. His vociferous support for U.S.-style free market economics has upset many other EU leaders. So has his vehement opposition to closer European integration. He says it threatens the sovereignty of member states. Tomasz Waleszek of the Center for European Reform says the EU is bracing itself for the Czech presidency.
The sentiment in many parts of the EU is, how can we possibly allow a country which is run by an openly rabidly Eurosceptic president to be running the European Union? That's a contradiction in terms.
Klaus has contradicted a lot of EU policy. He's criticized the European stimulus package. He's attacked the EU initiative on global warming. He thinks climate change is a myth. The Czech presidency could be a disaster, says Gideon Rachman of the Financial Times.
It's important to the EU to appear to be acting in a kind of coherent, unified, decisive fashion and not to be a laughingstock. And I fear that with Klaus in the chair, a lot of these meetings could degenerate into farce.
Klaus himself has predicted that the Czech presidency of the EU will achieve nothing of any significance. His critics say that's a safe prediction. Klaus will be doing everything in his power to prevent anything of significance from being achieved. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Hey, we're online, marketplace.org, the numbers and the latest business news of the day, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.